Ireland, two types of fairies exist. Trooping fairies that live together in groups, and solitary fairies that live alone. This story is about a solitary fairy that was different. Many years ago, a great kindness had been bestowed upon her. We won't go into the details right now. But from that day onwards, this little fairy decided that she would dedicate her life to helping others. Her name was Gersha. Fairy Gersha had a great love for children, for it was thought that it was only they that could see her. And when a child cried, sadness would occur deep within her heart. It didn't matter which of the four corners of Ireland the cry came from. Ulster, Munster, Leinster, or Connacht. The strange little man looked up to see Sean staring at him. Sean was shocked and tried to run away, but the other little man was quicker on his feet and easily able to block Sean's path. "Can I trust you?" said the strange little man, eyeing Sean up and down. "What business do you have here?" said Aisling, the most elusive witch in all of Ireland. The body of the witch was bent in two and covered in a black cloak, her face as cracked and wrinkly as an old apple.
I'm looking for Malachy," replied Fairy Gersha, averting her eyes.
Sean let out a gasp. Inside the box lay a pair of golden shoes. They sparkled in the moonlight. He turned them upside and down. He was mesmerized. He had to try them on. Suddenly, a funny tingling sensation ran through his body.
"Do not be afraid," said the Pooka, "for I have come to tell you a great secret."
Even though the Pooka was the most feared fairy in all of Ireland, Fairy Gersha moved closer. She was prepared to do anything to save Sean.